12 at the end of the world, you're trying to place the three angels' messages at the end of the world and denying that they came into history in the Millerite time period. And Sister White warns about this, and she compares this false application of the time prophecies of Daniel chapter 12 to the misunderstanding that the Jews had concerning the return of Christ, them expecting the temporal king. He came as the spiritual king. And from this false prophetic understanding, the Jews ultimately reject the message and crucify the Messiah. And she parallels that with Adventism, specifically with Adventism, in the sense that as those among us attempt to place these time prophecies that were fulfilled in the Millerite time period in connection with the arrival of the first, second, and third angel's message, she says those in Adventism that misunderstand that that's where these messages and time prophecies are located, that they will try to place these off somewhere in the future, and in doing so, they're following the footsteps of the Jews who misunderstood prophecy and ultimately took Christ to the cross. Fearful warning, and one that can't be swept away by saying, well, this really isn't happening, because in Adventism today you have many voices that is the focus of their ministry, is they're carrying to Adventism that the message of the hour is these time prophecies in the book of Daniel chapter 12 that reapply at the end of the world. Notice what Sister White says in Review and Herald, January 19, 1905. We have, as had John, a message to bear of the things which we have seen and heard. God is not giving us a new message. We are to proclaim the message that in 1843 and 1844 brought us out of the other churches. We need the Holy Spirit to kindle in our hearts the zeal and earnestness that were then seen among God's people. I thank the Lord that there are still living a few who can remember those days and who know whereof they speak. But notice she says there's no new message. We're to proclaim the message that in 1843 and 1844 brought us out of the other churches. And brothers and sisters, all you have to do is go back and look at what the Millerites were proclaiming in 1843 and 1844. Go get a copy of the 1843 Pioneer Chart, because that's what they were using, and you'll see that these time prophecies in Daniel chapter 12 were understood by the Millerites as coming to fulfillment in the Miller